If you wanted to find a tiger, you might try looking in a rainforest, or you might try a swamp. Of course, you might also try looking in places with plenty of tall grass. A savanna would do quite nicely. Even a cold, frozen tundra would work. But even though tigers live in many climates, there is only one continent where you will find wild tigers. That continent is Asia. Tigers in the wild. How many tigers are still living in the wild? That's not an easy question to answer. Scientists think there were once 100,000 tigers living in Asia. That's enough tigers to fill every seat in the Roman Colosseum twice. Today, there are probably fewer than 4,000 tigers still living in the wild, so the seats would be almost empty. To find the tigers that remain, be prepared to travel. There are only 6 subspecies, or types, of tigers left on Earth, but they don't live in the same places. Sumatran tigers live in tropical rainforests and mangrove swamps. Because Sumatra is an Indonesian island, these tigers don't ever come in contact with other types of tigers. Indo-Chinese tigers are found in the evergreen forests and mountains of Vietnam, Myanmar, Thailand, and southern China. There might be tigers in Cambodia and Laos, but no one has seen any recently, so we don't know for sure. Malayan tigers live in dense, moist, tropical forests and brush on a strip of land called the Malay Peninsula. It is surrounded by water on 3 sides and contains parts of Malaysia, Thailand, and Myanmar. Siberian tigers, also known as Amur tigers, live in the north, where it's often cold and snowy. They make their homes in Chinese and Russian pine forests. Sadly, there are only a few South China tigers left on Earth. To keep them from becoming extinct, the few that remained were first moved to Chinese zoos for breeding. But the tigers did not thrive at the zoos. No cubs were born. Now they are being relocated to captive reserves, where they'll live until they can be released into the wild. Combined, these 5 types of tigers are only a small fraction of the tigers still living in the wild. The rest live in India. In 2018, scientists counted almost 3,000 Bengal tigers living in that country's forests and grasslands. That's 3/4 of all the wild tigers on the planet. These tiger counts are estimates because scientists have found it difficult to count them. You may be wondering why. Well, Asia is gigantic. It contains 30% of all the land on our planet. At more than 17 million square miles, it's so big it could hold 2 North Americas or 5 Europes. If you spread the tigers out across the continent, there would only be 1 every 4,250 square miles. So finding those tigers is not easy to do. A very big territory. But all that space isn't so bad for the tigers. They are solitary creatures that live and hunt alone on land called a territory or home range. A male tiger's home range overlaps with the home ranges of 2 or more female tigers. The male visits long enough to start a family, then leaves to patrol his territory and hunt. The size of each home range depends on how much food is available. If there are plenty of animals to hunt, the range might be as small as 19 square miles, making those tigers easier to track. If food is scarce, the range will be much larger. Siberian tigers have the largest home range, almost 4,000 square miles. That's partly because there aren't a lot of people or cities to get in their way. Because their home range is so large, they might overlap with another home range. But you would rarely see 2 male tigers in the same place at the same time.